Blog Talk Radio.
Fios is not cable. We're wired differently, which means you can get the fastest internet available with equal upload and download speeds from 50 to 500 megs. So you can upload 200 photos before your favorite song is finished. Click the ad and switch to Fios today to get our best offer ever.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servodidio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Remember, Insight into Healing airs Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. If you have any questions, you can send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Please also check out my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, at www.ccbpublishing.com/acervodidio.html. Also, Insight into Healing will also be broadcasted in way of Al Cole from CBS Radio. Through the success of Al's nationally syndicated show, People of Distinction, Al's talk show, as well as his entire radio network, airs with other CBS radio shows on the giant iTunes radio network. Well, tonight's guest is a returning guest. He is a producer, an actor, an executive creative director, and a very close friend of mine, Jerry Parisi. Jerry, welcome back to Insight into Healing.
Wow, what an introduction. I love it. Thanks so much. Well, you know, it's so funny because all those little things that you just said are actually what I'm doing at the moment. We're actually at the old Beth Page Village Restoration in Long Island, New York, and we are shooting some commercials today for Haunted Tales. And that proves to be, in my opinion, one of the premier sets of haunted houses. And I got to tell you, there's five live haunting shows, okay? There's two haunted houses. There's even Dr. Jekyll's office. And, of course, on the restoration grounds, there'll be many more things to do for families. So I'm just really lucky that they chose Michelle and I, and I was able to bring my cast in from The Scrooge's Dream. So here we are, and here we are shooting a spot on a beautiful day like today. How have you been, Alexa?
I've been great, and I'm just so excited also to be part of this Haunted Tales, that I'll be doing The Exorcism of Abigail Parker with you,
yep,
Michelle, and a few others. And we've just started rehearsals, and it has just been such an incredible experience and just such an incredible setting, too, that I'm so excited for the shows.
You know what? We really have a lot of fun doing these things here. And there's bigger projects in the wings that we'll be working with the old Beth Page Village Restoration. It's located in Nassau County, by the way, for those listeners who actually don't know it, Long Island, New York. But I'll say this. One of the most important things that they allow us to do is be creative. And we give them what we want to do. It's approved. And generally, then, we pull off the magic. And that's one of the great things about this park. And, you know, it's also part of the I Love New York network. Beth Page Federal Savings Bank is one of their backers. So they've got real good things behind it that really, I think when people get there, they're not only pleasantly surprised, but they come back. And that's what I love about the place, you know. I've come here since I'm a child.
Yes.
And wait a minute, I'm 3 years old now, so.
You're a very mature three-year-old.
Listen, 60's the new three, and I'm sticking to my story.
You know, I just came there for the first time for rehearsal, and it is breathtaking. It was just so incredible to walk around just to look at the history and all the beautiful buildings. And actually, the Haunted Tales are going to be in all separate buildings. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I think this is what really sets it apart from other haunted Halloween experiences.
Well, there are two big haunted houses, which they're keeping secret on which is the houses. But for the Haunted Tales, we as characters have the Shank House, we have the church, we have several other buildings. I don't know all the names, and they are named because of the history through the thing. I imagine that the Shank House was probably owned by the Shank family on some farm at some point. But the buildings are actually transported here from all over Long Island, and many of them are from the 16th century. I mean, these things are just taken well care of, and they sit and they live their life longer than many other homes along these lines. And when you walk in, the artifacts are in place, the old-fashioned chairs and tables. So they went to great pains finding real historic articles. Not that they went to a store and there was one built. No, they've got real antiques. Some rooms are closed off. You can see it through plastic. But for the most part, you can walk around, not to touch, but you can walk around and really have a good time with that.
Yes. And what does someone expect to come to the haunted experience, to come to Haunted Tales? What should they have in their expectations?
Well, in my opinion, they should have an autographed book for me. I will write my name on it. What's the expectations? To get scared.
Yes.
It's a night out, and you know you can go to the different places they do sell. I'm not sure about alcohol, but I do know that they do sell food and things like this. So this is really a family place where everybody can actually come. I mean, yes, it's scary. It's meant to be scary, but I don't know what age is the best. Remember, I'm only 3, so I'm here. So I don't know what the best age is, but let's put it this way. These are intense, and there is blood. There's gore. This is fun.
Yes. At rehearsal, I was watching some of the other shows, and I was a little scared, and I'm a big horror buff, and I love that stuff. But, I mean, it's so realistic. It's just so intriguing, too. It also has that haunting feeling to it, definitely the Halloween spirit.
It does. It does. And I'll tell you this. Sal St. George, he is the writer of the 5 tales that we are all in. And he has a long history doing that. And Sal St. George, when I heard of his name, it was way back before I ever became Mr. Scrooge over at the Port Jefferson Dickens Festival. Of course, we've since left that, and now we work here. And this is for the last 4 years, and we're proud to be part of this and all the other towns. But I'll say this, his name, once I found out he was going to be here, I was delighted. And it's like, wow, this is going to be good. I get to work with a name I heard of years ago. And he's nothing short of a gentleman. Him and his wife, Mary and Lois, the scheduler, wonderful people, nice pedigree, good value family. I can see that. And so when they put a show like this together, it's something a whole family can watch. And that's what I'm proud of, because I'm going to be able to give tickets to my granddaughters, my daughter, my son, all of them, and they'll be able to come and enjoy this as well, you know?
Yes, and I think also the costumes and the environment and the sets are so real and also so hand-picked that they really fit each tale, which I find so incredible, too.
Well, you know, I got to give credit to Michelle Parisi here, because the truth is my wife, she really went out and killed herself getting these things. We went to many, many costumers to get the right outfits for each and every one with the right details. In fact, this Wednesday on Madhouse TV, which is my show, the filmmaker show, we will be featuring all of you on the show and little snippets of what's going to go on, because we're going to be excited about that. And basically have as many of the actors as we can have on the show on the show. So we're really excited about that. And I'm proud that this is coming up on my – well, the strange thing enough, it's the third season on – it's the third season on Cable 20. But in reality, it's halfway through 3, and pretty soon it will be the 4th season on Madhouse TV. And I'm proud of Tom Mealy, Vicki Mealy, and Janine Zerilli. And, you know, Tommy Marr, I call him iconic, but what a sweet man this is. He's got such knowledge of the world of music and all the other different things that he do. And Madhouse TV, of course, if you ever want to meet any of the Madhouse TV people, and I throw this out there, we're always at the Mousetrap Cafe. And the Mousetrap Cafe is in Amityville, and that, of course, is owned by the folks that own Madhouse TV, along with Dr. Tom Dow, his wife, and Marta, and a few others. So I must say that the collaboration of professionals that get put together, that come together, for these different venues, and I not just the Haunted Tales. Of course, you know, there's the candlelight ceremony, and of course we play the Scrooge Group, and there's other things. There's Thanksgiving. There's the Bethpage Restoration. People should become friends of it, because it's one historic place for many, many venues throughout the year. Wonderful, wonderful place.
Yes, yes. How did you hear about it? How did you find out about it? Because, I mean, it's such a gem. It's one of those places that everybody should definitely visit and come to.
Well, when I was a young boy, we had heard about it because of a girlfriend of mine. And basically what happened is we came here on a – I think we played hooky from school. We might have been in 9th or 10th grade at the time. I forget. I was in art and design. And she was at St. Joseph's, and we came here, and we spent the day. We had a lot of fun. And then throughout the years, you just become a part of these things. Later on, what had happened was we were working and doing the Scrooge things, and that was in Port Jeff. We had called to see if we could walk around with the – there are dressed actors, and they said, sure, come in. And then somehow we went there for the first year, and we volunteered. The second year, we asked again, and they said, you guys act. Well, of course we act. And so there was an invitation put out to bring a proposal for the Scrooge group to come in and, of course, use their stage. And I want to say this. We put together something to the effect of anywhere from, I want to say, 6 to 12 shows twice a day. And they bring in hundreds and hundreds of people who see us. And it's wonderful. So I will say that our what's the best word to look for? Our connection with them has created such a warm, friendly atmosphere that we come back year after year now to do our shows. And that's yes. A good thing, you know?
Yes. And what I find so inviting, too, is that yourself, Michelle Teresi, everyone at Madhouse TV are such a staple of Long Island. And your professionalism, your passion, and also your openness and excitement to invite people, invite the community. I mean, I'm from Westchester, so I'm in a different community. But to have fellow actors come in and your enthusiasm is just incredible. I mean, the cast, the crew, and the set of this is top-notch. This is a real, you know, production. It's a big production. I think it's so very important and also very impressive.
Well, you know what? Thanks. These are wonderful things, but I can't do it alone. I never proclaim to do things alone. I work with a team, and I lead from behind, and I learned that, in my opinion, from one of my greatest creative directors at Ogilvy & Mather, Mr. Joe Capani, who I got a chance to hook up with just last week for the first time in 34 years that I'm out of O&M. But I'll say this. It's a team effort, and bringing people together who are serious is wonderful. And there's nothing short of the word wonderful, and working with everybody on a team level like this, well, then that's the way it comes through. Don't forget, I'm in advertising all my life, since out of 74 when I got out of high school, went to college at night. I was already working in advertising. So I do all the advertising. The AdCount Marketing, my company, is the advertising agency for the different things I do, including Madhouse TV as well. And then, of course, I produce shows. I produce the Filmmaker Show, which, of course, is this week, and then Bridge to Health, Legal Straight Talk, and Long Island View, and coming to Madhouse TV and Channel 20 with a gentleman by the name of Vito Bruno, ex-New York City detective. We're going to be bringing All Lives Matter, an exciting new show with lots of reenactments, and that's exciting. So, you know, the sky's the limit. Then it goes on Channel 20, and I must say that this is the first year that from, I want to tell you, we took August off. It's heresy because we always have live shows. But the amazing thing is our shows run, they're reruns then, and they're good reruns. They're actually first-run reruns for Channel 20, and people still call. They still write to me. You'd be surprised how many people write me for love advice. I don't know why. I just tell them the truth, so I guess they come back, you know? I know. Oh, do you have a particular problem? You want something answered? I'll do it for you.
And that's what I love about you. You have such a great enthusiasm and personality. I know I was also on your Filmmaker Show.
And you'll be again, yeah.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to being it on Wednesday. That come about? How did you come up with that idea?
Well, Madhouse TV was not my idea. What had happened was it was an established TV station here in Long Island. I was brought on by a guest, as a guest on one of the talk shows, and then later I was actually told that I have to would like to be on. But I'm going to ask you for 1 second if I wouldn't mind to hold on 1 minute, okay?
Sure, sure. And again, if anyone is interested, the Haunted Tales.
I just want
to let everyone know that the Haunted Tales will be October 21st, 22nd,
right.
23rd, and October 28th, 29th, and 30th from 6
right.
p.m. to 11 p.m.
Right. Yeah, so that's what that'll be, and we're excited about that. So, you know, come one, come all, come with the family, come alone, come dateless, hook up, I don't know.
Should people buy tickets? Should they just show up? What do you think is the best bet?
Well, outside of robbing and pillaging, I think you might as well buy the tickets. Why not do that? So I don't know. It is what it is. Let me see here. So, you know, we've been talking about this, and I was basically telling you how I got on the air at Madhouse. So then I happened to be going on a show called the Long Island Filmmaker Show with a gentleman by the name of Greg Priscino. And Greg, it was his last year on cable. And I started helping him with advertising and getting guests. And he said, one day, because he's got this deep voice, he says to me, Jerry, do you want to take over the show? And I said, take over the Long Island Filmmaker Show? Sure. And we kept it as the Long Island Filmmaker Show for the first year on Madhouse. And what happened was we were getting calls from out of state and even out of Staten Island and Queens and different. Said, does it have to be Long Island Show? Can you make it for us, the Filmmaker Show? We'll run it. We'll syndicate it. It's like, listen, the better thing is just the Filmmaker Show. So we evolved into that. And that's been the presence ever since, every week on Madhouse Live. And Michelle, she got her job as my co-host, and she really worked for it. Basically speaking, it was with me alone. I'd bring on a guest and say the stupidest things I could possibly say, but they were fun. And when I started asking her, would you introduce the show? In other words, she'd say, you're watching The Filmmaker Show next with Jerry Parisi right here on Madhouse TV. And she'd say it little by little. She got better and better and better. Of course, she was also Belle, as she and I are a team, Scrooge and Belle. Well, I'll tell you what, it was a decision I made on the spot. One night she looked amazing. She was all set. We were in a great mood. I says, oh, yeah, one more thing before we go on. She goes, what? You got only 2 minutes. I said, yeah, just go put a lav on and you're going to be on the show. She goes, what? Me? What? I said, yeah, you're going to be on the show. So I surprised her into it. And then sooner or later, she became part of the show officially, and I was very proud of that, you know?
Yes. And that's one thing about Michelle. She rolls with it. She is ready to go. She has a great sense of humor, a great everything. She's just ready to go. And, I mean, she's also in The Exorcism of Abigail Parker, and she
yes.
plays a very scary part, too.
Well, there's a reason she got that part, and it wasn't one that was the popular reason. What had happened was Sal St. George had written this wonderful script where I play the vicar, Vicar Fleming. And so as Vicar Fleming in this skit, I'm supposed to rip open her blouse and, of course, grab her stomach, put my hand into it, and through magic, pull out guts, and blood comes up and everything else. The problem was it was supposed to be for a young girl, and I went over to the producers. I said, listen, I said, the real issue here is that I think that the audience is not going to like an older man ripping open a girl's outfit to pull blood out of her stomach. I said, so is there something else we can do? And Lindsay McKeever, who runs it, and I work directly with her, she basically said, well, what do you think we should do? I said, well, I said, maybe what we could do is use Michelle as that part. And believe me, I wasn't trying to get her a part. It was more of the fact that if someone complained that I'm touching a girl in her stomach in front of a, they could say, that's his wife. And that's really what happened. So there was almost no audition for that. It was just that we had to do a swap out, which, you know, believe me, I work movies and TVs every week. I just did Sneaky Pete. I did this. I got a bunch of elementaries coming up. And, you know, I'm basically a working actor as well. So things like swap outs happen. They just basically happen. So that's what happened. We basically did that. We took care of what we had to do. And,
how is
if
it
I can
working
you, hold
with
on
your...
1 second. Just 1 second, a second. Hold on.
Sure.
You know what it is, Alexa? Somebody seems to be trying to get through to me on here, and I apologize. I'm not sure if it's an emergency or not, but it is what it is because I am on a set working, and it may very well be one of them trying to get to me, you know?
Yeah. That's so, okay. But you know what? These things happen on set, sure.
Yeah.
And I think that's
just
what's really interesting.
Just 1 second.
Yes. That, you know, when you're live on set, when you're working on things, I think that's what a show business is. It's things kind of off the cuff, and we never know what's being coming on to us. And I think, but that's what's also important. As you know, I always say that the show must go on, and you have to keep on moving forward. Again, everyone, if you're interested in coming to see Haunted Tales, it is October 21st, 22nd, 23rd, October 28th, 29th, and 30th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Old Bethpage Village Restoration in Long Island. It is just such an incredible, incredible experience. We just started rehearsals last week, and just witnessing and monitoring, watching some of the shows has been so incredible. And I think also, if you are a big Halloween buff, if you're into horror, and also to really see a great show, this is definitely something you want to come and check out. And I think it's also, when it's that time of the season, it's Halloween, it's so fun to come out and see a show, get scared a little bit. But I think also watching the actors and the team and the crew and the costumes are vintage. They're really to that date and time, that era. So I think it really makes the different spots, the different shows, so authentic. And I'm actually in with Jerry, Michelle, and a few other actors in The Exorcism of Abigail Parker. There will also be about 4 to 5 other shows, other houses. So there'll be definitely, you'll be going through different experiences through the night, which I think is so incredible, because so many times, you know, you'll go into one haunted house, it'll be 10 to 15 minutes, you just walk in, you walk out, and it's done. But I find with the Old Bethpage Village Restoration, it's really an experience. It's a place you can walk around. It has that feel of antique, of authenticity. So I think that really, really adds to the experience. So I'm really excited and hope, again, all of you definitely tune in and come see us. And also remember, if you have any questions, please, you can send them to insightintohealing@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. And please also check out on Facebook for any more information about the Haunted Tales at the Old Bethpage Village Restoration. You can find out about ticket sales, the directions. It's really, really just a great, great experience. They all have very, very different shows. And also you can come and meet myself, Jerry Parisi, Michelle Parisi, and also other numerous actors and actresses that will be there. And definitely, again, enjoy such an incredible experience. And also, please remember that Insight into Healing will also be broadcast in part by Al Cole from CBS Radio. And among the other talk show clients on Al Cole's radio network is the international actress Dee Wallace. And we all know Dee Wallace. She's the actress who starred in one of the biggest films ever, E.T. So that's also so, so exciting. And it's just so incredible how Insight into Healing is expanding and growing. And I can't believe it that this February will actually be 3 years that I've been on the air. So I'm just so, so excited and so grateful and so blessed, and also want to take the time out to thank all my listeners so much for tuning in and for all your support. And please remember to send any questions to insightintohealing@gmail.com. All names will remain anonymous, and you can ask any questions dealing with anxiety, depression, advice, and I also provide educational tools, option, and different topics just to help my listeners grow and also to create a community for others to have a safe environment.
Hi, I'm back.
Welcome, and just how to bring together. So definitely, as Jerry, I was saying, what an incredible experience, and telling everyone to please take a look and to find out about tickets to Haunted Tales.
Mm-hmm.
Should they look Old Bethpage?
Well, here's, they can get them there, but I believe the information is on the website as well, which is www.obvr, and I believe it's in Nassau County. But just the best thing to do is Google the Old Bethpage Village Restoration, and then you can go right onto their site, find out what things cost and all the different price breaks or whatever you can do there. I don't know. I actually have not been on there, and so I'm remiss with that, but the reality is I've only been working 26 hours a day, and that was not, it was one included, because I'm doing only advertising, the ads, things like this, you know.
Yes, yes. Do you approximately know how long each person's experience would be? Is it about 30 minutes? Is it? I'm not really sure, to go through all the different different shows, different houses.
I really can't put my finger on it. It varies. There's, like, for example, the skit that we're all in, which is the Exorcism of Abigail Parker. That runs about 7 to 10 minutes, that skit. And then some of the other ones are similar in length, and some of them might be a little shorter. So I really don't know. I can't put my finger on the amount of time anyone can spend here, but I do know it's going to have a lot of crowds because it is being heavily advertised.
Yes, yes. And from what you were saying, we do about 6 shows an hour.
6 shows an hour. So from 6 to 11 p.m., that's 5 hours. You're looking at 30 shows and all the different things that go along with 30 shows.
Yes, yes. And one last question, because I know everyone's been watching on the news and social media about this whole creepy clown scare. And I know there is a scene with a clown in this show.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, I just wanted to tell people that they can feel safe, because I know with all this different scare that's going on in the media, people get very hesitant.
Well, I'm not sure how this whole social clown thing has come around, but we do have a very well-dressed and an extremely well-bred actor. His name is Peter Quinones. In fact, let me just say this. Peter is one of my closest actor friends, and he's been with me since Here's to Us. Obviously, he's working alongside with me in the new pilot that we're working on now for Hallmark. And it's just wonderful working with him. He's also a great friend. And I would probably say that he and I share, you know, some friends together where it's a very close-knit group. And I can't imagine doing anything without Peter when we pull together different projects. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. And I watched their show the other night, and it is incredible. Spooky, but it's definitely incredible, and I think so authentic, which is just, I cannot wait to see what audience and other people watching it, what their experience is.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and I'll say this about the old Bethpage Village restoration. It's very well maintained. I'm not sure how many people work at the old Bethpage Village restoration, but coming close to some of the people who do work here, I was going to say, gentlemen, how many people work at the restoration for the radio audience? Approximately 30, 50? Just on a regular day, how many people work here? About 20 people work at the old Bethpage Village restoration in Nassau County. And I got to say, when you look around, everything is perfect. The ground is manicured well. The buildings are very well taken care of. Artifacts are just perfect, you know? So
yeah.
I would probably say that would be a great thing. But hold on, maybe I can find out one more thing. So I just found out from one of the gentlemen here, who his name is Ken, and he's a wonderful person. We work along with him. He's a great mentor, too. He tells me that the reality is the tickets are very inexpensive. For this kind of event, I'm actually figuring, how do they make money? I guess they're not. It's only $10 a ticket. And so that's very family-oriented. And $7 for children. So, wow. How about that? I mean, anybody should be able to come to this, you know?
Yes, yes. And I think that's what's so incredible and well-needed these days, that it's really a family experience that everyone can afford.
It would be a great family experience. That's what I would say. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to have to get back on set again. Can you give me a few minutes?
Sure. Well, we're just at the end of the show, Jerry. So I just wanted to, again, thank you so much for being on Insight into
Healing.
Thank
you for having me on the show. And I appreciate all your help. And I look forward to seeing you guys on the Filmmaker Show. And if I must say, the Filmmaker Show is on MadhouseTV.com every Wednesday at 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. It's actually 2 shows, one right after another. And I'm proud to say that Madhouse TV is one of the best places that I could have found to start. So between that and all the folks at Channel 20, I, on behalf of the old Bethpage Village Restoration, thank you for putting us on the radio.
Great. Anytime, and I will see you soon.
Look forward to it, and thank you again. Take
You're
care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in tonight for Insight into Healing. It was such a pleasure. And I hope to see you all at the old Bethpage Village Restoration for Haunted Tales. And again, everyone, thank you so much. Have a good night, and God bless.
Fios is not cable. We're wired differently, which means you can get the fastest internet available with equal upload and download speeds from 50 to 500 megs. So you can upload 200 photos before your favorite song is finished. Click the ad and switch to Fios today to get our best offer ever.